said 35.
Dog, I'm for real, bro.
I was like, Eric Gordon? He was like, when Eric Gordon be scoring 20? I was like, every other night, bro. What are you doing?
Hey, bro.
That was one of my favorite debates, bro.
Listen, bro, people pretend like I don't be, like, fans of teams, bro. Like, I really be riding the dime for these teams, bro.
I will say you are one of the first, like, fans of a team I really met.
I'm telling you, bro.
I don't know too many fans like other teams.
Yeah, like, you're a fan of a team. Like, you don't care what the team roster looks like.
Nah, nope. He's a fan of the Spurs and he's a fan of the Patriots.
Big game. I think we won today, to be honest.
Yeah, but
Barry's really a Detroit fan. Barry's a fan.
Shout out to 313.
Through it.
Shout out to 313.
He's going through
it. Barry got such a hard
college team lost last spring.
Bro, hey, Barry, lost. Hey, Barry, mute this real quick. I think the Lions shouldn't be an NFL team. I think they should move that team, bro. After they ruined Jeff Okuda, bro, I'm done with him, bro. Like,
what state doesn't have a football team? It's a lot, though.
It's a few.
It's a lot of states that we just
Montana
don't recognize.
Montana Lions?
We just don't recognize. Like, it's only 50. It's 50 states, and it's only like 32 teams.
Yeah,
so like half the teams in one state.
I was about to say.
They got football teams
in LA right now.
Nah, so. A bunch of football states, though. I mean, there's teams. There's
Tennessee.
States. Yeah, Tennessee.
Imagine.
They got the Titans. Both the Dakotas don't got a team. They should put a team in Dakota. That'd be hard.
The Panthers need to pick a Carolina, and we should move the lines to whichever one they don't pick.
That's our Atlanta can just get two teams.
We don't got
they
the
bad
highway.
Anyway.
We don't got the highway space for that, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Facts,
bro. I went home Friday. I was coming back, and I was just sitting here like, wow, I-20 is three lanes, bro. And I just got like violently upset that I-20 is still three lanes. Like,
it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But
yeah, they built highways in Atlanta when it's still turning up.
Oh, wow. What's going on? Oh, I've been meaning to ask y'all. So, if Viola Davis does get a BBL,
Facts, top five.
Nah, he started that.
Top five.
He started that sentence, and I just heard like dun dun, dun dun. Like, they gonna kick open the door and rip these mics out. Like,
drag your hoodie out.
Probably six to ten.
That's crazy. We got a crazy argument about Viola Davis.
For real? What was it?
It was about How to Do a Murder.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about
that. I ain't finished it.
Yeah, that was a great show.
I hate... This is going to sound funny. I hate investing in shows when I think it's only going to be one season and they find a way to make it last 8 seasons. Like, yeah, I was watching How to Do a Murder and it was like, season 2. I was like, okay.
It's 6 seasons. It stops at a good time.
Murder again.
Yeah, like...
It gets to the point when they start doing incest in TV shows, you know they about in.
Oh, no.
Like, whoa, when they got to... Yeah, whoa. It gets to that point.
No, I'm straight.
It's like when you're watching the show, you're like, okay, this is cool, it makes sense. But after you go back and rewatch, you're like,
they probably should.
Talk about wait. I'm trying to figure out how many of the shows got to an incest point.
I would like us to remove this.
Okay. Yeah, we can.
We should.
Okay,
that's
my bad.
Y'all, a crazy point. Like,
I know it's Halloween.
Y'all getting scary for real. Boom.
Crazy, bro.
Okay, so. Start of the show, since it is Halloween, I do have a question.
Yes.
If you had the money to do any costume in the world, who would you be? Like, you going to a party with all the good
y'all not gonna like my answer, but if it's obnoxious. My answer is real obnoxious. Y'all not gonna like Optimus Prime. And I don't mean like with a regular size Optimus Prime. Like, I'm standing outside the party 7 feet tall. Like, I'm outside.
I would for sure like follow Ish around with a mic and go. I would absolutely be Optimus Prime. Yeah, no, it's like.
Oh my gosh.
Transformers are huge.
Yeah.
Like, they're big.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
How?
What you mean?
A truck wouldn't transform to be that big.
Oh.
Optimus Prime was like 20 feet.
Smashing buildings in one of those movies.
I mean, you know, it's like fold real good.
Fold real good.
I saw people argue why Iron Man beat Optimus Prime in a fight.
That's such a crazy fight.
That's a funny argument.
Yeah.
But maybe.
It was animated. Like, it was a whole, like, death battle. Like, it was a whole thread. Like, I'm going to find it. I'm going to send it to you. I like that. I enjoy it.
That sounds fun.
I'm just like that.
But
Optimus Prime won.
I think, I don't know who I would be. I asked that question. I didn't have an answer. So,
I feel like the go-to answer would be, like, a real Iron Man suit.
Yeah. If you have money to make a real Iron Man suit. I like the...
I'd say Batman, but I see cop outfits all the time.
George Lawson. Can we retire cop outfits? That's nasty. Black women in sexy cop outfits don't do nothing for me.
Nope.
Nope.
Nah, not for me, bro.
Shit. What's that Wayne song?
What's that Wayne song?
Listen, Wayne is so far removed from everything.
But, yeah, isn't that funny? But, all right, so let's get into some music this week. Me and Ish talked about sports for 2 straight hours. For real? So it was a great time. But yeah, we're going to get into some music this week. What albums have dropped out recently? Wale dropped recently.
Did he?
20K. Shout out to him.
You did 20K first week?
Yes. I don't know. Okay, so let's talk. For real.
Let's get into it.
Wale. Just in general, nowadays, how does an artist stay relevant?
Wale is a case study how not to.
And not the newer artists that are coming now. Like the in between. Not the GOATs, but the in between artists, like the Big Sean's, the Wale's,
the regular guys.
Yeah. Like how do you stay relevant in today's time?
I think it depends on how you start and how you continue. Like I think Big Sean at one point was a top something rapper in like 2013.
Yeah.
So there was a point where it was like, well, Big Wale kind of was too at one point.
Wale was one of them guys for real.
I don't know
about top five, but I'm saying he was one of them guys.
Yeah, yeah. Wale was somebody with certified hits.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Like name carry weight in the industry.
And in album cuts that are like classic, cult classic album cuts, all of that.
Why is Big Sean more relevant than Wale? Wale does Bad Business.
Bad Business, and Big Sean was next to Kanye West for 3-4 years.
Yeah, Big Sean was on good. So we should wait to see what Big Sean do first week. Well, Wale burned a lot of bridges.
He dropped the EP. It was only 6 songs.
It was only 6. Yeah. And it was Hit Boy.
Yeah, it was him and Hit Boy.
It was a collab.
I'll beat the sleep out.
Yeah, like if Big Sean drop a solo project, like it'll do 40, 50. It'll do regular numbers. Mm-hmm. Wale just burned so many bridges and like turned so many people off his music. He already didn't have a big fan base. Yeah. I used to be a big Wale fan. I'm not gonna listen to it.
I cut it on, and it doesn't sound bad. To answer my question was, how do you stay relevant? And I think a big part of it is teetering the line between staying true to yourself, but also knowing the new audience.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to make new music in between your normal music.
Exactly.
And that is a line a lot of people can't walk.
And like, come on with the cocoa butter rap, fool. Like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah, he does that a lot, and that turns people off. Like nobody, like we're listening to music, bro. We get it, bro. But like you don't gotta do
like,
it
come
right
on,
now.
Bro. Like,
it's not the time, bro.
And I'm a person that got a lot of Wale that I spend all the like mixtape about nothing, album about nothing.
Those are some of my favorite projects ever.
Like, he's getting the mixtape series.
Yeah,
the mixtape nobody listened to.
The mixtape about nothing is one of the best mixtapes I've ever heard.
Yeah,
he's
just,
and I stand on that.
I just think Wale corny. That's where I am with it.
I think Wale walk in here and ask for a fade. How long can you beat him up? Longy's
30 seconds. Wale's in really good shape.
He's really good shape.
Yeah, Wale wearing like a 4'2".
And he's from DC, so he'd be fighting.
But Wale's a small guy, so.
Is he?
Let me look at it.
But
right, didn't know about the fade Wale fat in my 40-foot transformer outfit.
We have sat with Punk for a couple weeks. We haven't really got into it, so now is the time.
Yeah.
Jordan, I'll start with you. How do you feel?
Do you listen to Young Thug? Let's cut all these narratives. It's some nasty narratives on the show about me.
Do you listen to Young Thug?
It's some nasty narratives on the show about me.
Standout records, all of that.
All of them.
Not for real.
But all of them. All of them are really good. My top five, Stupid Asking is something I can't stop playing. Stupid Asking is probably one of my favorite Young Thug songs now. Road Rage is up there. Peeping Out the Window is crazy. Dropping Jewels, amazing. Insure My Wrist. Really all the songs. I could go through and name all these songs.
Yeah, I
can do. What is a crazy album?
It's a phenomenal album.
You leaving off Bubbly?
Seriously, the only critique I have of it is I wish he would have moved Icy Hot to after Bubbly and let the album finish with the range of the slow songs, because he went from he went from like Faces to Fifth Day Dead,
Dropping Jewels.
Yeah, it goes. What is it?
It goes Faces, Dropping Jewels, Fifth Day Dead, Icy Hot. Love you more, yeah. Hate the Games.
See, I wish you would have taken Icy Hot out of that run.
Hate Game's pretty upbeat too.
I was about to say this. Take Hate the Game and Icy Hot. Move Icy Hot to after Bubbly and put Hate the Game before Dropping
Jewels. So it's not like a narrative, but like the sound flows.
Yeah, so it just flows so much better. If you put, because Road Rage is a little bit upbeat too, so you can put Hate the Game in between there, and then end the album with Dropping Jewels, Love You More, and
I don't know about Road Rage being upbeat.
I love it, top to bottom. For me, funny enough, like, Rich Nation is still my one, you know. I mean, we're allowed to say it because that's the title, but listen, you just rapping on that. Call Coachella, tell him, coming in, Margiela, come on, man.
that flow you got to do.
I'm telling
crazy.
You, bro, like Thug had his way, like, and I know, like, when I first started really listening to Young Thug, like, whenever you discover artists, it's usually, like, one thing they do, like, oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think I was listening to Jeffrey, and, like, Thug will do a minute and a half with one flow, one hook, and then just bring in a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And he do that on so many songs, and this is one of the songs he did it. Like, the beat don't change or anything. He's just like, I'm just going to do this.
I'm just going to do something else.
I'm just going to do something else. Like, that was good. I'll do something better.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's truly, that's what drew me to Thug.
Yeah.
Was when, because I was always, I got into Thug super heavy 2 years ago. When So Much Fun, around a little bit before So Much Fun came out, I got into Thug super heavy. And I went back and listened to all his old stuff. So that is why I'm such a big fan of Murder 6, because I listened to it when I was older and I was on plants and stuff. So, but the growth from Young Thug is what draws my eye to him more than anything. Because he could always rap. He was always underrated as a rapper because people pretended they couldn't understand what he was saying when they just weren't listening.
Right, you remember when they would make the videos of like the Atlanta Challenge trying to understand what Young Thug was
like,
saying?
You've always been able to understand Thug. People just don't really listen to
him. I've been listening to Thug probably since, like, where I was like, oh yeah, I'm a Thug fan, it was like 9th grade, but I was listening to Young Thug before because I remember like one of the first songs I heard from Young Thug was, Are you scared?
No.
Y'all remember Jose Guapo?
Yeah.
He had a song with Young Thug called Tattoo. Mm-hmm. And I remember just like that being like a Thug. Like, I remember like I can't understand him, but like he's more whining on songs. Like, to see that and then to see him a couple years later drop Punk is crazy.
No, it's insane.
It's awesome.
From the jump, forget, you don't even have to really go
that far.
You can go back that far, but you can go from So Much Fun to Punk. Mm-hmm. Like, those two sounds just are incredible. Because So Much Fun, I like when artists, before the album even comes out, you can kind of tell what direction they're headed in.
Yeah.
But I also like when you have no idea. But Kanye's and the Tyler's, you have no idea. No matter, Tyler can name his album whatever he thought of, and you have no idea what's coming out.
Flower Boy's original title was like, never mind. I couldn't say it on there.
But with Thug, you kind of know what you're getting by his album title. So when he named his album So Much Fun, you knew it was going to be pretty much what it was. A bunch of trap beats, him rapping, switching flows, all of that.
We're still waiting on Hot Tunes, though. We're still waiting on Hot Tunes.
What's that?
Thug album. Supposed to put out Hot Tunes.
I've never heard of that. I heard he was supposed to be doing something with Juice. I think he's supposed to do another project. I'm assuming he's doing another project with Future. And aren't Super him Slimy and Baby and Gunna supposed to drop
Super
something?
Super Slimy 2 is Baby, Gunna, Thug, and Future.
Oh, that's gonna be crazy.
Super Slimy 2.
I don't know if that'll ever come out, but I hope it does. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I hope so, though. But yeah,
I think we're really good at appreciating things. Let's hate.
I hate what?
Because I'm like, I
hate woke me up before.
What are we supposed to hate on?
I'll hate on
waking
anything.
Waking up by
hate. I'll hate on anything right now.
All right, boom. Before we get into, let's give him his praise first.
Yeah.
Live Love ASAP drop.
Crazy.
Mixtape drop. If you haven't heard that mixtape,
crazy.
Amazing.
I doubled down as ASAP best project. It sounds amazing to this day.
It's not his best project.
Listen, go spin it.
I'm going to spin it again.
I
think it's best.
Which one do I have?
Huh?
Which one do I have?
Along with ASAP. That project.
Long Live ASAP is crazy.
I still.
I have no idea.
Allah's good too.
Yeah.
Allah's good
too. Yeah, I doubled down.
Okay.
I was just 3 times yesterday.
It's good. Brand new guy is crazy.
Brand new guy and Peso are some.
Let's keep it G. Man, I'm so glad I don't have that nasty version of these songs no more.
Yeah, he's that guy, for real. What other mixtapes would you like to see come to the streaming service before you say what you're about to say?
Well, I mean, for y'all, Good Fridays. For, you know, the regular people.
I got that.
Yeah.
Good Friday.
I'd love to be able to tweet out a Christian Dior denim flow. Christian
Dior denim flow.
There we go.
Those slime seasons. I want slime seasons.
I want all of the slime seasons. I don't know why they're not.
They're on other streaming sites.
They are. So slime season 2 is on title.
They're all on Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah, I had Amazon Music like I think a couple months last year. They're all on there.
I wonder why they're not on Apple. Yeah. I would like to know that. Slime season 3 is on Apple.
I think because Amazon like directly sells the mixtapes too.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. They probably have access to it.
I want Dedication 2 on streaming service.
All the way.
Is that the one with
Cannon?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's his best mixtape. Nobody knows that.
I like Dedication 4 on there too.
Drop 3.
Sorry for the wait.
Sorry for the wait. Yeah, he has a couple that need to be on there, but a lot of them probably won't be able to. That's hella samples he got to get.
I know.
And then like
when you got a Dedication
when you. When he, like, so off a record, so say he's rapping over record that has a sample, he has to get the sample cleared, then get the record cleared. Like, it's a lot.
Which I'm surprised that no singles even made.
I am too. I'm shocked. But a lot of it did get cut. Like, it's like four
and songs. And all the Jay-Z songs, I think.
Yeah. They had to change it.
JBA.
Yeah, JBA. He know it's playing that.
Y'all know Jay-Z got indicted. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yes.
He said he shouted out Dame Dash.
Yes, he did. Question: why is there not a rap hall of fame?
We don't have any money.
Okay. We talked about this before.
I know, yeah, but
we don't have any money.
It just, after watching Ho's speech, I was like, why isn't there a rap hall of fame? Ho should have. First off, like, Ho should have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know why. What took so long? But watching his speech is like...
I feel like he'd been in there for a while, low-key.
I thought he was in there already.
He hadn't been inducted, I don't think.
Oh.
I just think he hasn't been inducted. He's been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a minute. Because Hov was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame, too.
I know he's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
I'm like 90% sure he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But honestly, this is a funny topic because like I'm like famously, I don't like some people do their money, especially like super like uber rich people. Mm-hmm. But like an article came out that said rappers only getting like I forget what the number was. It was like 17%, like a super low money, super low amount of the money made in music. I was like, bro, like rappers gotta start making labels, like, and I don't mean like good or like rock. I mean like Epic, yes, Empire. Like
I get what you're saying.
Like y'all need to put some real bread together. And then all the rappers are gonna go there. Mm-hmm. Y'all just gotta pay them. Cause these rappers are not getting paid nothing. No. And like that same thing, like, y'all know we need a Rap Hall of Fame. Like, I can't do it. Like, I don't got the resources, bro. Like,
I can definitely come work for it and give input on its construction.
Listen, bro, if y'all wanna reach out to me, put out a grant, something we can work out a business.
I promise I'll do it. I promise I would love to.
It'd be up by next week.
Right, no cap.
But I agree with you.
It'd be in New York, right?
I think the.
You said New York?
Does it have to be in New York?
No.
Atlanta got a case.
No, it's in Atlanta.
Yeah, I would say Atlanta. Okay, cool. If they argue, it's because of COVID. Yeah.
But, so, I agree with you with them starting their own label, but I think that is hard for them to do because 90% of the rappers that really do make some real money come from super unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah.
So they have so much other stuff to worry about before they can even think about starting a label.
And who you referring to?
Literally everybody. Thug, yeah. Future. Like all of them come from unfortunate situations. Like Thug is feeding hundreds of people.
I know, yeah. I agree. Like, but I just feel like
these rappers are feeding hundreds of people. Yeah. So like it's hard for them to just say I'm gonna put all my money into this.
And like Kanye said, 2013, bro. Like it's industries, bro. Like it's a different way that millionaires won the world. So
yes,
like shout out to Hov. I mean, just to be fair, we don't even know if Hov tried or not because Hov might have tried.
Like, knowing him, like he probably has, and it just might not have worked out.
It's
like,
industries, bro. Like it's a reason Kanye had to sign with Nike and Adidas, bro. Like it's industries. It's ways the world works.
Yeah,
like,
it's just something you can't. No matter what you think, no matter how much money you got, you're not gonna be able to get in a certain door. It's just because they're not gonna let you in.
They just not gonna let you in rooms, bro. So, people you ain't never seen. Like who owns Georgia Power?
Having a race thing.
Who owns Georgia Power? You don't know.
No idea.
Like the lady.
What's the name of the dude? We don't know.
Exactly. Bro, this lady spilled a drink. Almost spilled a drink on Jay-Z's shoes. It was like, lady spilled a drink. That's the co-owner of the Nets. How are we supposed to know who that is, bro? How are we supposed to know, bro? Like
worth $50 billion, like. Just never random people, bro. Like, they be running everything. They run everything.
Imagine.
But yeah, it is. Shout out to Hope, though, because he definitely does deserve that. Meg Thee Stallion dropped a project this week, also.
She did?
Yeah, she dropped the. You know how she be dropping freestyles on Instagram?
Yeah.
It's all the freestyles she's dropping on Instagram. Okay. Just put in a project with like two new songs.
What time is it? But I wonder what time our new nail set dropped.
It is. Man, me too. It is a good project. Meg is a phenomenal rapper. I would like her to grow a little bit more. I would like her to. I would like to see her on different sounding songs.
I think that my issue with Meg's albums are that a lot of she does not do a hook.
Of course, they're really bad hooks, bro. Which is why this project is like sounds real good.
Stop writing hooks, bro. Like,
yeah.
Let somebody do it for you. Like,
yeah, or just get somebody to do the hook for you.
Whoever writing them, Doja hooks.
Man. I think
Doja. Doja is crazy.
Doja is crazy, bro. Doja is somebody that's going.
She's a great performer too.
She is getting her respect with the numbers because she gets her a lot of streams. I think she outstreamed Drake last month, which is insane. So she's getting her streaming numbers, but the respect within our culture she deserves, she is not getting yet, and I hope she does get it because she is.
Chat rooms.
She is. That has been proven untrue. I've heard.
She was in the rooms.
I don't know who told you I was untrue. Yeah, she was there.
She was definitely in the rooms, but she said the context was a little different.
Okay.
She was in the room showing the people. Okay. Listen.
Okay. Well, yeah. So here's what I'll say to that. I don't really know what's going on in the chat rooms, but I don't like that as a culture. When we see a black person doing something that we don't completely agree with, we kind of ban them.
Oh yeah, and no, we kick them out for sure.
As a culture, it's not fair that like every time we see something that's not familiar, we
that's exclude a little it. Yeah, because a lot of black people ain't never seen a chat room like that.
Yeah,
they saw them 14 white faces. It was like, ooh.
it's just weird to see how big she's gotten off of where I remember her starting from.
Yeah, she was a cow first. Shout out to
Mulatto too.
Crazy freestyle.
Hey,
women going up.
Hey.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Shout out to Nikki, what's up? Because Nikki is also somebody that doesn't really get her flowers because she's crazy and
Who?
She's a terrible person.
Nikki's not a crazy guy.
She's a terrible person and she's crazy. She's going to get her flowers one day.
Hey. Stop.
Hey. Y'all realize.
We might have to let this topic sit for.
Stop.
We have to flash the graph on this guy.
Yeah, she's not. I don't know what's
talking
about right now. She got a couple of diapers she need to beat.
For sure.
What's all that?
Hey man, Rocky, I ain't forgot. You suck.
Jesus.
What did he do?
Rocky, you suck.
What did he do?
Rocky's terrible.
I told y'all testing sucked and people yelled at me.
Testing sucked. That verse on Thug album sucked.
I like that verse. I love that verse.
I'm going to tell y'all why I think it sucks, because he raps like.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It sucked.
That is
crazy. And you have the nerve. Let me put my voice for this. You have the nerve to think that we want it. The next time we hear Rihanna, it has to be with you. You think that? You think that's what we want to do? You think the next time I want to hear Rihanna make music after Anti is with A$AP Rocky?
I think he wants to be Travis Scott.
That was a big thing. He lost that. That's such a big thing. He lost
to be Travis Scott.
Is Travis dropping music this year?
No. I doubt it. Now that Kendrick and Adele are dropping, I wouldn't.
You think Kendrick dropped this year?
Yes.
You still think he's coming?
You don't think he dropped for Astrofest?
I think he may drop a tape, but I don't think Travis is dropping out.
Utopia
for Astrofest.
But I think he got Road to Utopia coming out.
Yeah, Road to Utopia, the tape is coming out. But I'm like, that's why it's coming out, because he's still, because he doesn't want to compete with Adele and Kendrick, and I firmly believe Kendrick's dropping.
Really?
Like 1,000%.
Frank.
I don't think Frank was coming. I don't think Frank was ever.
I don't think Frank is coming until February.
He's gonna come right before Coachella, in the summer.
Isn't like 23?
No, Coachella's next year. They have Coachella next year.
What I'm saying, was that Frank? Was 20? Was Frank?
No, Frank is headlining next year.
Yeah, Frank is 22, I think.
Yeah, Frank is headlining. That's all I'm saying. He'll drop a couple months before Coachella. Black is somebody I was thinking of. He said the winter's coming.
Yep.
So I'm expecting him to drop. But yeah, Adele is next week? Adele's the 15th.
So 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Summer Walker is this week, I believe.
Yeah.
Summer Walker is this week. So yeah, we're getting into the R&B side of the year.
No, it's 23.
Oh, it is 23.
It's 23.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that made me sad.
Yes.
I still think he drops in February.
Them tickets is...
Anyway, future prices. Coachella's still in California?
Yes.
You can do 12-month installments on them Coachella tickets, which is crazy.
You have to.
You do. There are expensive tickets. Yeah. But you're the...
$1,000 on 100 a month.
What else is there to get to on the music side of things?
That's a bit nice.
I'll play a song real quick.
I do that math so wrong.
Is he really coming at 2020, baby?
Yeah. Me and my friend Anthony talking about it the other day.
Shut up, Anthony.
All right, boys, because it is 1:43, we will talk a little football before I put a song in. We'll give you guys a quick score update. Bills up 3-0 on the Dolphins. Rams beating the Texans by 7. Philadelphia beating Detroit in the game of the sad team, 7-0. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Carolina, Atlanta, San Francisco, and Chicago all have 3 points in their games, respectively. And the Jets somehow are beating the Bengals. Oh, no. It's tied. I'm sorry. 7-7. And, these scores are outdated. Bears up 10-7 on the 49ers, actually. And the Falcons up 10-3 on the Panthers. There we go.
I need the Panthers to keep losing so they understand they shouldn't let Cam go. I'll take the Falcons win this week.
Boy, it's amazing watching the Falcons do the same thing every year.
It is.
It's mind-numbing. Up next, we got Josh Campino, 3005.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Southern, I'll be right by your side till 2005.
Okay. Hold up, wait a minute. All good, just a week ago. Crew at my house and we party every weekend. So on the radio, that's my favorite song. Make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long. Now the thriller's gone. Got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor. Go, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa. Got it stripped like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes, now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra, or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends? I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies, why I feel so the opposite. Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish. Just sad it is, I'm bad as it. These they took from the cabinet. Sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Got these other somethings, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005,
thought. But now I care more, and nobody out here's got it figured out. So therefore, I've lost all hope of a happy ending, depending on whether or not it's worth it. So insecure, no one's perfect, we spend it with no shame. We blow that like Coltrane, we in here like Rogaine, or leave it like Cobain. And when I'm long gone, whole crew singing swan song, cause we all just ticking time bombs. Got a Lambo like LeBron's mom, and no matter where all of my friends go, Emily, Fam, and Lorenzo, all of them people my kinfolk, at least I think so. Can't tell. When them checks clear, they're not here, cause they don't care. It's kinda sad, but I'm laughing. Whatever happens, assassins are staffed in the back of my cabin. Labrador yapping, I'm glad that it happened. I mean it, between us, I think there's something special. And if I lose my mental, just hold my hand, even if you don't understand. Hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Got these only somethings, I'll be right by your side till 2005, hold up. No matter what you say or what you do, I'm alone, I'll be with you.
welcome back. Over the break, we saw something that disturbed us. So, quick PSA before we get back to the show. Stop dressing y'all kids in outfits they don't want, bruh. Stop putting that on him. And I mean outside of Halloween, too, bruh. Stop putting him in that biker dinner, bro. In that biker denim, bro.
No, that is funny.
He want to wear basketball shirts. No, that's take them Tims off of him, bro. He's six. Let him wear clothes, bro.
Your kid can't recite any lines from Friday. Why is he red?
Like Catwing said, bro. Buy him the Spider-Man shoes, bro. He don't want the Margellas.
Why is your child big one?
So
I'ma cancel Halloween, bro. For real.
I'ma stop it. Rip the day from the calendar.
We gonna I do wanna ask you a question. We haven't talked about it. I was waiting for you to get back to Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
Receiving a lot of unnecessary backlash from the communities. So I would like to get into that.
Last episode. First day back, last day here.
I just don't want to look at Jordan because I'm going to start laughing.
Yo, did you see how big Jordan's eyes got?
I'm like, we're going to talk about this. Like,
why not?
You said communities, like the way we say chat rooms.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Well, yeah, communities. Both of you have watched this special.
No, I have not.
Have not, actually.
Have not.
Oh, neither one of you
not
has?
Yet.
Okay, never mind then.
Give the gist to me.
I've heard the jokes. I haven't heard the other jokes, like his regular jokes.
So, phenomenal stand up. I'm assuming the past like three stand ups he's done with Netflix,
mm-hmm.
Are like were supposed to be like a series or something.
Yeah, they're all a series.
And I think this is the best one.
I'm sorry. We can be upset and not lie. Dave Chappelle's always been funny. Let's not act like he's never been. What are you talking about?
Listen,
shut up.
Those tweets are always so funny to me. Like,
I
don't need to cancel Dave Chappelle because I never watched him because I don't think he's funny. So what you here for? What you talking about?
Shut up then. Shut up. So I'm glad I said that though. Some of y'all just need to shut up. All right, I be on social media a lot and I scroll through Twitter and I'm looking on Instagram at the things you guys are saying, and you guys just need to learn how to shut up in every aspect of life, because a lot of your problems come from you guys just not knowing how to shut up and mind your business. A lot of your lives would change and be better if you guys would just shut up and not say it.
Lil Boosie.
Lil Boosie, one of the people. But the gist of the Dave Chappelle...
You need to go to therapy.
No cap. The gist of the Dave Chappelle special was that... Of course, he tackles the trans and the that's... Oh, man, that's funny. Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't think you moved that mic far.
That's funny.
I have to turn all the way up.
But he was talking about the trans community and the... the gay community and how their problems and the things they have a problem with aren't really a problem. It's a white problem. And that is what he is showing. It's not that I don't like you guys and you guys don't deserve rights. He said it multiple times in the special, which is so confusing where the outrage comes from. Well, it's not confusing because I know people don't watch anything. They don't do anything, don't do any type of research. They read, oh, Dave Chappelle is transphobic. Oh, that goes together, and just ran with and started protesting. But the gist of his thing was, I'm black, bro. You can't tell me nothing about oppression. Like, you can't tell me anything. I'm black. So he was basically saying that my problem has never been with you guys. You guys think I'm transphobic because he said that his backlash from the past specials from the transphobia and things of that have actually did affect him. And he hates that feeling because he doesn't want anybody to feel outlier like that, because that's how they made him feel. Mm-hmm. And as a black man. So I'm going to stop talking because the thing is about to come. Oh, okay, cool. So, he was pretty much like, my problem isn't with you guys. My problem this whole time has been with white people.
Yeah.
Because white people take your problems now, and now they're bigger than our problems. And what we talked about 2 weeks ago with John Gruden was a perfect example of that. He came out, said all the racist things. He said that the racist thing about the coach.
Mission
Lips. And the Mission Lips, that about the coach.
Yeah.
They were like, all right, we'll investigate.
Yeah.
Then it came out, he said something homophobic. They fired him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when the headline came out about why he got fired, the racism wasn't even a part of it anymore.
Yeah. So I've always said it, and I feel like that the reason, I'm not gonna say the reason, because obviously it's an issue, understandably an issue. I think the reason is pushed more because white people can be gay, white people can be a part of the community. So when you have those white people who can make things happen for the community, yeah, it'll get brought to the light more. It'll get things done more, mm-hmm, and faster. If we're white, you can't be black.
Yeah,
that's why it doesn't happen for us.
Whenever we talk about this, it's I always think about a TV episode I watched a long time ago. And I always tell everyone to watch Atlanta. Like, every time we talk about anything Atlanta, like, I tell y'all watch Atlanta. One of my favorite shows, one of my favorite episodes, he was on like a talk show. Like, it's a parody talk show. Mm-hmm. Like, they have fake commercials and everything that they're writing, like, skits and everything. And one of the topics was homophobia in rap music, black community, things like that. And then they were talking about, you know, the parallels and the struggles, things like that. And he was in the rapper Paperboy. He was talking about, man, I don't really care. And they always get to, he could always say, and he was like, man, I don't care, because at the end of the day, it's white men doing what they want. Like, that's literally it. Like, mm-hmm, whether he got the dress, whether he, you know, doing this, that, and the third, like, he's doing what he wants. So how can I, as a black man whose issues been pushed to the side, feel the same way when you just doing what you want anyway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that people get lost in the fact that because we've been fighting a fight so long, I think people assume the fight is over.
Yeah,
and that is where I have this past year. Last year I was super like excited because I really thought that was the time change was actually might come. I was looking at last year, and not because of the election. I don't want you to think, yeah, it has nothing to do with the election, nothing to do with politics at all.
Yeah.
I just thought the everybody's eyes being on the, yeah, marches and the George Floyd incident, RIP, and the Breonna Taylor incident, who still hasn't gotten any justice, so prayers up to her and her family. But the the whole country watching those situations, I just assumed that this might be the time we finally get some change, because so many, not just Americans, like, yeah, the whole world was watching what was going on, because the whole world was seriously in the house. So, yeah, I really thought that was the change, was when the change was going to come. But after the pandemic kind of died down, we're still somewhat in a pandemic, but it kind of moved on, and, yeah, we kind of got away from George Floyd after a couple months, and it stopped being in the news cycle. Everybody just kind of forgot about it, and we're still running into the same issues. And that has, yeah, made me lose a lot of hope, because, yeah, in the end, I really think, I've been saying this for about 6-7 months, they need poor people and they need oppressed people, yeah, for this country to run.
Of course.
And so it just
it's built to run
so,
like that.
So I
I'm sorry, I was arguing about Michael Shorts.
Nice shades. I was talking to my godfather the other day, and we were talking about, he mentioned the Matrix to me. Like, he mentioned like a scene from the second Matrix, I think. And I was like, man, I should go back and watch it, like, you know, as an adult, like, seeing things at different views. Because, I mean, we were raised in a weird time where, like, the Matrix was a huge movie, but, like, to us, we were kids. So we're like, ooh, dodging bullets. But, like, there's an actual message in the Matrix. I know. And, I'm gonna tell you. So, the Matrix basically, it's a AR virtual reality world, mm-hmm, and then the world that we live in. Okay. So basically, at this point, humans are controlled by robots because of an AI war, and they use our body to like sustain their electricity. Right?
That's hilarious.
But Neo, they call him the One. So
is that?
Yeah, that's
Keanu Reeves. Okay.
He can change whatever. He's like Superman. He's like God in the Matrix, right? Okay. But like they don't tell you why he's like that, mm-hmm, and there's people helping him in the Matrix, like machines and computers, and you don't know why. And he finally gets to end in the second movie, and you find out that it's just another way to control humans. The illusion of hope, the illusion that we're actually doing something, when it's literally just part of the plan, just part of the revolution. To you, okay, yeah, we see the marches, yeah, yeah, change, yeah, yeah, y'all doing this, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then 12 months later, it's just another season, another cycle. And that's what he was talking about in The Matrix, where
white politicians and daishikis kneeling on the floor.
Exactly. Like, in the scene in The Matrix, so he makes it all the way to the end, and he's telling him, like, You're not even the first one. You're the sixth one that we've made of you. And the point is just to keep hope. Keep you thinking that you're running in a certain place. It's like when they put the mouse on the wheel. Yeah, like you think you're sprinting. You're running as fast as you can. We're never going to let you go anywhere.
No. You know, interesting theory about that? What? They said Neo's not the one. It's AJ Smith.
I finished watching Revolutions. It was great.
Great analogy. Phenomenal analogy. Yeah. But So I'm glad you guys kind of understand what I'm saying, because I don't know how we're gonna take it here, I guess, today. What do you recommend for people to, because it's so much wrong going on, and like as a black person, like everything, your skin color affects you in so many different avenues. So it's hard for you to say, like, it's hard for me to tell a black person, like, you just gonna have to get over it and just make your own way out of your life. And that's kind of what you gotta do.
That pull yourself up by the bootstrap is BS.
What?
And pull yourself up by the bootstrap.
Yeah, like,
it's BS.
I think that's such a bad, I hate things like that. You know, I think as you grow as a person, you go through different phases where you learn more things, so you see things different ways. So, like, you know, when I was 19, like, yeah, pull yourself up. Like, you could do it. Like, Hov did it. Like, yeah, like, bro, like, it's like life is hard.
It's
like,
so hard.
Like, life is really hard, bro. And like,
it
you said,
sucks too. Like,
you,
it's not fun.
You, it's at not all, fun. Bro. Like, you said, what do we do, bro? And like y'all know, I'm huge into politics. Like, even the stuff I don't tweet. Like I was thinking this the other day. Like, the things I say is like 1% of the stuff I be thinking about. It's like, if y'all could just imagine the things I think. Maybe I shouldn't tweet that. Like, just imagine how wild the tweets really are.
How many jokes I can get off my tweet everything I wanted to.
Man, like, and I think, bro, I think, like, as, like, people, we're too uneducated about the political process for our votes ever to matter. And I think you see that with other races and minorities, how they can leverage their power even if their population is smaller than ours. Just because our vote is, like, it's so guaranteed. It's so, like, no matter what, like, like you said earlier, like you said about Doja Cat. Mm-hmm. The minute, you know, we see something that's, like, not in line with what we think, okay, they out. Mm-hmm. And that's how we treat black conservatives in a way. But the problem...
I'll Ice Cube before the election.
Exactly. The problem is that for the political system to work, it has to be balanced. Mm-hmm. So the minute one side is guaranteed one thing, mm-hmm. your vote no longer matters, because it's always going to be there. Yeah. That's why when you see, like, at the end of elections, Florida is so important, because the Hispanics in Florida don't always vote one way. Because so many are from Cuba, so they've seen socialism, so they're very scared of very liberal politics, mm-hmm. but they're also still minorities, so they're not completely conservative. Mm-hmm. And until black people actually choose to vote, our vote's not gonna matter if we're always gonna vote for one person.
I thought it was super weird.
So you do think, before, I do want you to say what you have to say, but so you do think it has to do with the government, and you don't think we can get any real change until we change how we move as a community?
Oh yeah, that's a fact. And I think the support for that is to look at other communities, like Jewish community, the Asian community, the other communities that don't have the population that we have, or they came to the country, well, not like circumstances like ours, because no one has circumstances like ours. Yes, but like,
of course.
Like, it's funny. Like, Dr. Umar talks about, we're the only people that don't want to have things to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I was driving down North Druid Hills Road North Decatur Road, and it was like a shopping plaza, and every store there
is Spanish.
Was Spanish. Mm-hmm. And I kept going down. I was by Sprouts, and every store there was Indian. Mm-hmm. Like, we're the only people, we don't have spaces, really.
Mm-hmm. So is that from a lack of art trying to, or is that a lack of resources for us to do so?
Both.
I think that, but that's why I don't like saying, like, necessarily, like, oh yeah, you know, we need to get up and do this. Like, yeah,
that's
like,
why
it's like, we can't.
Oh no, and time. I don't even mean like we need to, like, and when I say that, I don't mean we need to do it, but I feel like there's such a disconnect from the people at the top of us. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. like you see
those who can do it.
Yeah, those who can, and those who know, and those who don't. Because I feel like the gap between the, you know, people in our community that pay attention to politics is either you pay attention and you know what's up, and like you're kind of paying attention, like that, or you don't care at all, it's not gonna matter to you because I don't think my vote matter. I'm not gonna pay attention. I don't know any like
arm reaching. It don't matter.
Exactly. Like I was talking to my boss because one of my coworkers said he don't vote. Like he never voted. He was talking about how he's never been on jury duty. I was like, well, you don't vote. Like that's how you get the list. And like things like that matter. Like being on jury duty matters. Like it
does.
Like
a lot.
OJ got off because black people was voting. Yeah. Like you know. Things like
crazy case to bring up.
Super crazy case. I was just gonna let it slide.
Watch the OJ movie. The black guy in the OJ movie that acquitted him was in the room. He said, "No matter what, I'm not voting him guilty." So they deliberated for like 30 minutes.
Oh, that's crazy.
After a 4 month trial, they deliberated for like 30 minutes.
Is that the Cuba Gooding?
Yeah, that's the good one to watch. He said, "No matter what, I'm not voting him guilty." And then when they read the verdict, he got up and said, "Threw the fist up." And walked out. Yes.
That's crazy.
Like those little things, like that really matters. And
here's why you'll even know it matters is because like bring it down to the simplest level. You watch Family Feud, who you rooting for?
Black family.
Oh. Every aspect of life we walk, we root for each other. You walk down the street, you in Atlanta, like you gonna make a walk up to you and dap you. It's like, okay, whatever. Remember that Drewski video a couple weeks ago of him talking to the homeless dude? We can talk to any homeless person in Atlanta like that. Exactly. That's just how it is.
I love
is.
You, boy.
And like, it, keep guarding. But I think you go in here. Y'all don't think they do that? That's the point. And that's what I'm telling the guy at my job. I was like, I vote even if I don't want to for the smallest elections because they vote. Because
they're going to.
We're already outnumbered. So like when we go so many months without like I hate how involved celebrities are in like our education process for everything. Like I hate that it has to be a TikTok video made for you to understand that like this is what's going on in the world. Like yeah. And there's real consequences for what's happening. And by the time we realize it, it's already too late because you don't know why it's happening. You know what's happening. You know gas is $4, but you don't know why gas is $4.
Because you keep blaming the president, which means you literally don't know what's happening.
Exactly.
That's not how that works.
Like, I have to, which is what most people do. Most people blame gas prices on the president.
If you are joking, all right, cool, because everybody jokes like that. But if you are being serious, you're stupid. Because there's people on Facebook that are being dead serious. Like, damn, y'all, I told y'all not to vote for Trump. Now gas, like, what are you talking about?
I got two points. Earlier, I was talking about, when we were talking about Ice Cube, I said, bro, like, what did Ice Cube do that was that wrong? He said, hey, bro, I got a plan for black people.
Yeah.
I have never in the years I've been paying attention to politics, nobody's ever like, yeah, this is what we're going to do for black people.
Yeah.
We see you all are oppressed. This is what we're going to do.
Specifically.
Never have I seen it. Right. But we let somebody, just because he was a Democrat, say, if you don't vote, you're not black. Exactly. That's the only thing he said about black people, period.
And I think it's hard. Well, one, to counter that point, he did have Kamala Harris on his back. And whatever you think about her past is her past. But she is a black woman. And she was going to be the first black woman president. And that doesn't mean anything.
She's going to be the first black president.
I'm one of the massive people.
Like one of the first things I do in the morning is I'll check C-SPAM and I said, and that's another thing. Where we get our news, bro? Like I've been begging my parents, y'all have to stop watching CNN, bro. Please don't watch Fox. Don't watch CNN. Those are like they're ESPN and Fox Sports.
I was about to say they're the same thing but different.
And it's so sad. Like we don't we have all the access to information possible. And we still choose to go. Like,
isn't that funny? That like you can find out anything you want to.
You can literally just look
like
it
anything
up,
you want to know.
You pay $10 for a VPN. You can do anything on the internet.
Probably anything. And like, and I don't blame. And actually, I don't blame too many people because when I first started watching, like, positive, when I'm like, that's where you go. Like, I mean, I went to CNN service. Yeah, like,
of course.
Like, you don't know like what's going on, but like,
as you grow, you should know. You should.
But we forget so many things like that. Like when I bring it up, like people completely like the Cuomo guy on CNN pretended he had COVID and got caught that he did not have COVID. Like when the pandemic first popped, yes. Like he was on air pretending he had COVID and somebody caught him biking down the street. And he pushed up on the guy and tried to beat him up. Like that, like everything on there is completely fake. Like it's for entertainment. That's what CNN is.
That's what news is.
That's what news has become. Like Fox.
It's
like
entertainment.
Fox is impossible to watch. CNN is impossible to watch. Like you have to find independent places to go get this information. And when you see this information, you gotta like remember. Like, that Cuomo stuff is real. Like,
I had a question.
Like, Cuomo killed 30,000 people, and that didn't get him out of office.
I remember you telling. I remember you tweeting about that.
Listen, pay attention to what people pay attention to. Like, when the pandemic first started, and the most high-risk people, older people, people with respiratory problems, people had COVID, and he wouldn't let them out of retirement homes. He was literally sending them back in to retirement homes to spread COVID. That's why New York numbers were so bad. Like, and then he wrote a book about it, like, how I helped COVID. Like, no, you didn't. Like, you killed a bunch of people. But we don't put pressure on people. Like when Ice Cube said, all right, I'm going to talk to him. Like, cool. That's fine. We need to be in communication with politicians. And that was my thing with the Kanye thing. Like, they're like, well, there's got to be a different way. Or why is he talking to Trump? Regardless who they put in that chair, we have problems that need to be solved. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody was up in arms. This is not the way. This is not what we're supposed to do.
What are we supposed to do?
Biden been in office for 2 years and nobody talked to him since.
I remember having that conversation.
Yeah.
Back, I believe that came up that was about 2018, I believe. So yeah. Around the show starting, I remember having that conversation yeah. with you because that was when T.I. and my bad. Yeah. I know I shouldn't have done that. I just took my thing. So, but I remember having a conversation with you about T.I. Yeah. T.I. and Kanye, because they did the little Ye vs. Freedom, that little song they did, which was a cool idea, but you know, rappers are cool. Been able just to be able to do that. But T.I. said in the Breakfast Club interview that if Donald Trump invited him to the White House to talk to him, he wouldn't go, because I don't have nothing to say to him. And our question to him was, well, where does that get you? Where does that get black people?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want T.I. represented any type of way. So.
Of listen, course not. Listen, but
it's funny looking back on, you know, who was taking the moral high ground in some of the arguments. Mm-hmm. Looking real funny in the light.
Mm-hmm. So Clifford my is point, crazy. My point is that.
Tipper.
My point to that is, like, you guys have to at some point, and Kevin Hart said this, you guys have to at some point, and when I say you guys, I mean black people at some point, we have to.
You guys.
So we have to change.
Yeah.
A lot has been wrong. A lot has been done wrong to us. Yeah. We know. I don't have to go through that. You guys know we have been done wrong on every aspect, and it's still happening on a daily basis, every day, to every black person that's on this
country. In every system you are
in. Everywhere. You guys have been done wrong. I know. But at some point, we have to take accountability for ourselves, too. Yeah. And you have to realize that some of the things we think, some of the ways we live, some of the things we do are wrong. And you have to be able to identify what those things are and be willing to make that change. Because the thing is, bro, if they're looking at us, they've been looking at us for the past 10, 15 years, and we're still doing the same shit. Yeah. What makes you think they're going to want to change? What makes you think they believe that we want to change? Exactly. If we won't change ourselves, we have to start the change, bro. Like, y'all say we start the change. The change does not start with marches. The marches look good on paper, and they look good on TikTok, and y'all look cute in your outfits when y'all are walking. That's cool, and it's great. Shout out to the people putting together the marches. Yeah. But shout out to Tim. I'll give Tim.
Yeah.
Tim is one of the people I'll talk about. Because Tim organized that march in Covington last year.
Yeah.
Ever since then, Tim has been in contact with police, with deputies. He's met I'm blanking on his name. Tyrone's gonna text me in a second and tell me. I cannot remember his name, but he's talked to black leaders. He's been in a room with black leaders. He's been in conferences with black leaders. Exactly. He has done the work. He had a day on Facebook Live, where he talked to every black leader in Covington.
Yeah.
Every single one. The white ones too. Like, just what he could do, what people could do to make the community better. That is the step we have to take if we really want to see change. But the thing is, we want change to come easy. And that's not how that works. And a lot of change won't ever come. I will be 100% honest with you.
We won't see it.
If it may come, but a lot of us won't be on this earth to see it. Maybe the little kids that's raising down to see it. But a lot we won't see. But some of it we can see, but we got to put in the work, because the white people already don't like us. So if they looking at us like, damn, they not even changing for themselves. They ain't doing nothing for themselves. They just want us to change the rules. Why would they do that? And when the rules benefit them.
They
want
to double down that we are not saying that the only thing we need to do is change ourselves. That's not what we're saying.
This is not a bootstrap podcast.
It's not a bootstrap conversation. The conversation is that there are things that are, and it's not even like changing to look better for white people. It's changing so we are better as a community. So when these changes happen, we are great. We are set in stone.
We gotta be solid, bro. We gotta stop looking at politics like it's the Braves versus the Astros, bro. Like, Like, we can't say, oh, this guy, oh, Kemp is in office, I'm just not gonna talk to him until he out. Trump in office, I'm just not gonna talk to him like he out, until he out. First of all, none of these white people like us. Any of them. None of us, bro. And I remember, like, cause I'm a Kanye fan, so no matter what, I'ma have Kanye back. But after a certain point, I was like, bro, y'all sound childish, bro. And I legit stopped talking to him, like, stopped having an argument. Like, I still talk to him. I stopped having an argument, bro, because, like, God's one of the people I stopped arguing. Guy, shout out Bass, he's at A&R, I think Tower Records, we playing Madden. We're arguing, bro. I was like, bro, your feelings are not more important than what we have to do, bro. Like, Kanye was about to get bro out of jail until he was gonna get Larry Hoover out of jail. Like, Trump was gonna pardon him until I think the governor of Illinois said, if you pardon him, I'm gonna indict him. So that didn't happen. But like, your feelings, like, I don't like Kanye putting on the hat. The ends justify the means. Like, you need to look at your feelings and determine whether they're important or not. Like, getting nine people out of jail that were wrongly convicted means more than you being upset that he put that hat on for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And my problem is, like, everybody said it's always it's a better way. Don't do it like this. So when are y'all gonna get it done, bro?
Nah, forget when are y'all gonna. What's the better way? Tell me.
Exactly,
tell
bro.
Tell me
like,
what it is.
right now, there isn't a better way rather than Kanye putting on a red hat right now. No. There wasn't
at that time. It wasn't.
We had an egotistical president. That was the best way to get in that room and make stuff happen.
And to the other side of it,
Kim Kardashian was texting Jared Kushner, who is the literal. She was texting the right hand man to the most powerful office in the world. Kim Kardashian cannot do that now. Who right now is really fighting for anything black people?
And that's the thing. Like, that is why we're so important. Us three. Anybody else that is thinking about Barry and Darius, anybody that's thinking about doing a podcast, I would say Tyrone, but I don't want to.
Jesus. What's up?
He closed the book.
But not for real. The people, young people in this right now that are watching this growing on, because we watched, like you said, the world was so much different literally 12 years ago. 12 years ago, the world technology has been so different, but we, as this generation, I would say about 19 to about 26, we saw so much of it happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we really know what's going on in every aspect of life. Like, through black people. Like, we know this needs to happen here. We know why this needs to happen. We understand what can be done to make a real difference. And so it's going to be on us to talk to these politicians when we get into the positions to be able to do it, to make real change. Because these celebrities, I will give some of them the benefit of the doubt. We have said this multiple times. I love the celebrities that just don't say anything. Like the Lil Wayne's, even Drake, don't say nothing. The Wayne's, the Drake's, Gunna, all of these rappers, Playboi Carti ain't said nothing. Like, just shut up. Yeah. Obviously, you don't know. Lil Wayne, you've been famous since 2012, right. You don't know nothing. Drake, you've been famous for 15 years and you're the biggest nigga in the world right now. You don't know nothing. Just shut up.
Yeah.
I would rather you not say anything and act like you know something, act like you know what you're talking about. And so the 2 Chainz doing the I'm different thing with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was super like performative, and it was like, obviously you just trying to get him to get 100 more people to vote in the Atlanta. That's all you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And so we need that to stop now. That needs to be this past election needs to be the last time that happens. And we really need people that know what is going on. And I will give, what I was about to say is the celebrities, the T.I.s, the T.I.s, the 2 Chainz, but any of the other celebrities that have come up, I kind of understand why you are disconnected. Because you got super famous as the world was changing and never really got to understand what the problems are now. Because you're too rich to really understand, even if you want to.
Right.
So, and if you want to, what you would really do is have a seminar in Atlanta or have a seminar in Texas or New York or LA, somewhere where a lot of black people are, and I don't know why I said Texas, but you would have a seminar where a lot of people are and let them talk to you.
Yeah.
Let them tell you. Stop talking to your celebrity friend about what you need to do, bruh. Stop talking to the mayor. Well, like, I know you think you talking to Keisha Long, Keisha, whatever her name is.
Miss Bottoms.
Yeah, Miss Bottoms. I know you're talking to her. You think you're doing good because you're talking to the mayor of Atlanta, but she don't know either, bro. Yeah. She doesn't know either. You need to talk to the people that are in the problem, that are in the guts of this. Oh, that was my bad. Pause. But y'all need to talk about to the people that are in this for real. That are in the people.
That is correct.
That are true. Yeah. That is in this room. That's podcast talk. But but yeah. So yeah. That is what you really want to do if you're a celebrity now. But like I'm saying, it's really on us in the next 5-6 years as we grow to really have these conversations.
And I know, like, it was a long time where I was like, I wasn't gonna talk politics on Twitter. But now I don't care because like y'all gotta see it. like the stuff that's like the last 6 months have been the most turbulent 6 months for foreign policy in the United States since we've become a country. And nobody knows because they're talking about Dave Chappelle special. Nobody knows because we haven't done a TikTok explaining why leaving an entire region of a country and adding that into China and Russia's foreign policy command is dangerous for the United States because now we can't go back. Like, things like that are important. Like, when you leave thousands of Americans in a country to die, like, that's not supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, the United States is heading for a very, very scary place. And we have to make decisions, like, as, like, especially for black people, bro, like, because no side is going to like us.
No.
Mm-hmm. And it's just going to get worse, bro. Like, you can't talk about it in a lot of places just because how powerful China is. Like, how many people can tell LeBron to shut up?
3 things.
And he do it.
3 things. One.
He did. That was one person. That's
perfect. Bro, they told LeBron shut up. He ain't said a word about it, bro.
Didn't say a word.
Because China's playing a different game.
Shout out to
Ennis Cantor. Like, I be telling people, like it's very trendy to be like, I hate the United States, I want to leave. Like, it's a lot of places you go, you literally can't come back.
Not better.
Like I saw a picture. I'm gonna retweet it. China has a social currency system. So if you tweet a bad about China, your credit score goes down. Yes, like your actual financial credit score. Like, you can't get certain jobs. Like, you don't do your chores at home, you can't go to certain schools. It's different. Like, the things we just don't even think about doing, like things we do naturally, aren't allowed in some places. Mm-hmm. Like when's the last time y'all seen a video of North Korea? Like, just on regular.
Exactly.
Like, there's places where
that's the one where they were doing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, there's places you can't.
They was making Batman.
Like, bro, y'all seen the stuff in Australia? They got this thing in Australia, bro. So, like, whenever the United States has, like, a shooting or anything like that, you know, of course, that is a problem. We do need to handle it. Australia's like, we haven't had a shooting in 9 years because nobody in Australia has guns, right? COVID has been, one person died of COVID. Australia government took it to the point where you had to download an app on your phone and check in at designated times with a face scan, proving you are where you're supposed to be, or they're going to come and arrest you and put you in a COVID camp. Like, it's different in a lot of places, bro. Like, the freedoms that we have, like the mask, the mandate argument, like the vaccine, like that's kind of a privilege. Like, in other places, you already have it.
And I'm glad you said that, because that's a... Never want to compare us to white people, but yeah. I kind of have to, because white people do that thing where they have no idea that the privilege they're even using.
Exactly.
I'm not, and that is kind of what we have to America, because I've not once have I ever said, yeah, I'm trying to get out of here. I'm not trying to leave America.
What?
And it's one of those things where it's like, if you got a bad relationship with one of your parents, you're going to try to fix it. It's that. Yeah. I don't need to leave. I don't want to be homeless.
Again.
Yeah. I don't want to be homeless. I just want this to get better. So I definitely see your side. I definitely see what you're saying, because we goes back to us failing to do research.
Yeah.
And I think that is pretty much where this is going to go. If you guys aren't going to do no research, nothing's ever going to change.
Yeah.
And they've been saying this since the 30s, bro.
Yeah.
If you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book.
Bro.
And it's still the same thing.
So I got it.
You still can, like, say that. Yeah. Because y'all don't read nothing. You don't do no research for yourself. Even on the basic stuff. Yeah. Like, let's take away black issues from sports.
Yeah.
Y'all will go read a headline and we'll talk about it for 3 hours. And it's not even what they said. The Jada and Will thing. I bring that up. She never said that. She didn't say nothing close to that.
They took 7 words from it. Put the little dot, dot, dot. And
we were in. Bro. Like, she never... I clicked on that. I said, I know she didn't say I clicked the article the moment that came out and read it. I said, "Oh, you niggas are idiot." And I just watched people react to that for the entire weekend. And I said, "Y'all don't do any type of research."
So easy, right?
Bro,
I was in high school when it happened. You remember the was it Charlottesville? Whichever the kid, the white kid in the MAGA hat, right across from the guy in the Native American joint. You remember that picture? It was like a protest or something like that. It was all, I can't remember what city it was. I think it was, I don't remember what city it is. It was a huge thing.
It was huge.
Bro, he came out, bro. He wasn't even doing that. That's how crazy it was. They was on a class field trip, right?
And the group a class field trip. Yeah, I remember.
And the group of kids thought it was funny. 15, you white, cool. Let's go buy MAGA hats. We in D.C. Cool, da-da-da.
They do that, yeah. That's
so right. they literally bought the hat. They just standing there. A protest turned the corner and go face-to-face with them. And he just stands there. He don't do nothing to nobody. 12 hours later, he's a white supremacist. It gets so bad on CNN that they sue CNN and they got to cash him out. He was getting threats. He was getting doxxed. People was posting his address. And he didn't say nothing. He not even a Trump supporter. He was 15, bro. He was 15 around some stupid kids, bro.
Just playing around.
And nobody knows, bro. Like, nobody knows. Like, nobody knows that Andrew Cuomo really going to jail. Like, nobody.
For real? I didn't know that.
Yes. Andrew Cuomo's really going to, like, he really did
for
that.
For the sexual assault?
Yeah. Okay. Like, and you know what? People don't know, like, local governments, like, that stuff matters. Who's your mayor? Who's your, like, you see it right now, bro, because the federal government does not run the states. Like, it's just a fundamental, like, failure across the board from parents to schools. Because the way I was raised old school. You were raised the same way, where education is not a school thing. You were taught in home. Majority of things I know, I was taught in the home.
And let's be honest, bro, you can tell that by just talking to people. You can tell who got educated from other things.
Exactly.
You can just tell that.
Because there's so much that y'all won't know. There's a reason they don't talk about Martin Luther King being upset he integrated schools. Like, there's a reason they don't mention that every February. They'll talk about everything else, but, like, there's a reason they don't tell you that he probably didn't want to do that when he passed away. Like, there's a reason, like, and you can always tell just who doesn't really know. And, you know, it's cool, like Kanye said, I got a Maybach, Ross got a Maybach, but, like, doesn't matter. It was 7 black billionaires in 2014. It's less than 15 now. This money's everywhere, bro.
It's money everywhere, and we just can't get it. And I will say this before we do take a break, because we got super educational for 40 minutes. But I do want to say this to kind of wrap it up. Take everything we said and listen to it and try to make a difference and try to make a change. But if you can't right now, I understand.
Bro, life hard, bro.
Life is hard. You got stuff you got to worry about for yourself and for your family and for your kid if you got one, for your mama, for your... Because whatever you got to do, if you don't got time to do it, I completely understand this. Life shit is not fun. It's not fair. This shit goes left fast as hell.
Yeah.
But don't act like you know what you're talking about while you're going through your shit. Take the time to handle your stuff, and when you're ready to fight the fight, come do it the right way. Don't half-ass it.
And that's my thing, bro. And it really upsets me. Like, during the election, bro. Like, y'all know how active I am in politics, bro. Like, stop paying attention to politics every 3.5 years. Stop paying attention to politics when it's time to put a vote in, because that is the problem. The problem is, When I was talking to people, bro, I don't even know if I want to vote. I don't know if I want to vote for Biden. I don't know if I want to vote for Trump. As soon as you tell people, I don't know if I want to vote, it's like, it's an instant trigger. Like, if you don't vote for this, it's a vote for him. That's not how that works. That's not how that works at all. That was my thing with Kanye. We're like, Kanye gonna run for president. He gonna ruin the election. Nobody that is gonna vote for Kanye for president had any serious thoughts about the president election to begin with, bro. They were just not gonna vote. Like, you think someone who actually was gonna vote for Biden was like, you know what? I'm over Kanye instead.
That don't even make sense, man.
Bro, it's just so frustrating, bro. Like, and stop. And this is, and we got a song coming up, bro. like, we pay attention to politics. We talk about this for 40 minutes, bro. It's stuff we don't know. And like, saying you don't know is important, bro. Y'all gotta stop being so pretentious when people ask y'all questions, bro. When people wanna understand your point of view, bro. Stop being so pretentious. Like, you should know this already. Is it nothing to talk about? Go Google it, da da da. Like, that's not how conversations are had. Like, if you have a point of view and you wanna share it, like, don't be confused why people don't understand what your point of view is when you don't explain it.
Like, yeah. And then I just, so why we want white people, we want, because I always say, although we are black and we need black leaders and we need black people to change and we need people to really understand the problems, we do need white people to change. And if you're going to be mad a white person is asking you a question about certain things, of course, there's certain ignorant questions you don't ask, I know. But when they are asking you basic questions about how things work and why you are wired the way you are, you can't be mad at that. You have to let them at least kind of take a step in your shoes, even though they can't at all. You have to kind of at least put them in your shoes so they can at least kind of see where you're coming from. And that goes for everybody. If you're talking to another race, another black person, because buddy in L.A. don't got nowhere near the upbringing he got with me. So we got to have that conversation about how in L.A. I can help. Because you don't know. Like, I know how in Atlanta we can help. I could write a couple things. If I had a limited amount of funds, I could get a lot done in Atlanta. Yeah. But I don't know if I could do that anymore. I don't know what's going on over there. So it's a lot of things you got to learn. And you got to be able to say, you have to be self-aware enough to know you don't know. You just don't know, bro. And it's okay to admit you don't know. Admitting you don't know something is not, does not mean you're stupid.
Exactly.
Acting like you know something that you don't know means you're stupid. So, yeah, play the song. We the nice people.
Yo, check out Yo, my men and my women. Yo, yo, check out Yo, my men and my women. You need something unexpected. Yo, some form of weapon. You ask him to feel protected. Yo, and still feel protected. Just one time for the wreck it. Just one time for the wreck it. Don't agree with the message. Don't agree with the methods. Don't let the lifestyle drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you felt the love? One last spark to follow in my life. One last spark to follow. Man, it's too early. What the hell you do waking me up at 5:30? Why the hell are you worried? Play something that is very, very vibe worthy. I don't want my mind alerting. People saying tweeting gonna make you die early. How about have my heart hurting? Hold it all aside, that can make you die early. Gonna get your best attorney. Something's there, feel it when I heard it. Just release the spirit, let it flow though. Leaving out with one leg like Lojo. Let me to the cross with long nails like Coco. Free throat coat for the throat goats. Even if I gotta do it solo. Even if I gotta do it with no promo. I ain't got my point across till we finally get across and pass the point. So there's a couple things that I gotta quote. Don't involve yourself in things you don't have to know. I ain't never question what you was asking for. I give you every single thing you was asking for. I don't understand how anybody could ask for more. Got a list of even more, I just laugh it off. I be going through things I had to roll. Celebrity drama that only rather know. Too many family secrets, somebody passing notes. Things I cried about I find laughable. Baby Jesus ain't laughing, no. Don't involve yourself in things that ain't after, no. The big man upstairs ain't laughing, no. Don't involve yourself in things that ain't after, no. Now here we are. You know I'm not about it. Showed you my heart. I let you into my thoughts. Don't let the lifestyle drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you felt the love? I loved you, but you didn't believe. You were too easily fooled, so easily deceived by some dude who's more rather into greed. Played by your emotions, you were swamped by your needs. Told you I didn't believe. You said I was out to deceive. You said that I lie. How did I? I
everything, didn't I? But you just couldn't believe. Man, I'm so peeved. Your friends all up in your head, even when we're in bed. Your mind's elsewhere, and you say you care? I'm laughing at you all. You think you got me? No, no, my back ain't against the wall. The wall, the wall, the wall, the wall.
Don't let the lights down drag you.
All right, man, we are back live. Boy, that sounded awful. We are back live, Hip Hop 95, there's no more streaming hip hop station broadcasting from the heart of Atlanta. I can't believe we waited this long. Shout out the Braves, man. Boy's breaking the curse, ain't it? Y'all not excited?
Oh, yeah, my bad, y'all. Yeah, shout out to the Braves. I do want to talk about that.
We're going to have a parade this city.
Yeah, no, they might win tonight. They might close us out. So, yeah, the Braves are up 3-1 on the Houston Astros. Pulled it out last night with a homer by Dansby Swanson in the bottom of the seventh, and then another one by the guy behind him. Cannot think of his name. Don't know baseball that well. My bad. He bats ninth, though. He was a pinch hitter, so that was crazy.
That's but, hard.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a pinch hitter? Mm-hmm. Oh, so he come in just to hit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So he Dansby hit a solo one, and he hit a solo one, like, back-to-back, like, two pitches after each other. It was crazy. They went up 3-2, closed it out 3-up, 3-down, both innings. Very impressive. But the way baseball works is what I'm kind of learning to the commentary is, if you ever play MLB The Show and you go to the bullpen before the game, they got like 15 pitchers.
Yeah.
Pitchers. And you'd be like, bro, there ain't no way all them people be pitching. Well, they do in the playoffs. So
yeah, no cap.
In the playoffs, they sometimes have bullpen games where literally every two innings they'll switch pitchers. And they'll have a closer that's for like the last inning, maybe maybe two innings.
Yeah.
So that is kind of what the Braves were doing last night, which is why they started like a rookie pitcher. They had literally just pulled up from AAA like 2 weeks ago. And he came out and got the bases loaded. And they took him out the game before the first inning was over.
I don't watch baseball, but I'd love to be a baseball manager. Like, I feel like you argue with people the whole game. Like, he walked to the mound like, yo, what is you doing?
Like, yeah, what is you doing? That's what it looked like.
Like, for real, what you doing right now? Like,
all
right,
bro, get out, bro. Clearly, this got you. But so they took bro out, and they ended up coming back. They were down 2-0 all the way to the – they were down 2-1 for most of the game, and then they ended up winning. So, yeah. But the Houston Astros do have a good pitchers for the next couple of games. They have two or three good pitchers pitching tonight. So it's not going to be easy. Not a guaranteed win by any means, but definitely doable. And they probably will rock out because they are 7-0 at home. 7-0 at home.
Please don't postseason, bro. Please. I want y'all to win so bad. I want to parade. So.
Boy, I don't want them to have to go back to Houston, bro. Man, I
listen, don't know. We're not going to talk about basketball. We haven't talked basketball yet. I'm ready to make my finals predictions.
Go ahead.
Conference finals predictions as well.
Go ahead.
I'm prepared to be called crazy. Some people may not call me crazy. I was talking to my boy Sam yesterday. He asked me. This is the only reason I thought about it. It's going to be the Timberwolves and the Warriors in the Western Conference finals. And I think the Warriors win the 6. And it's going to be the Bucks and the Nets in the Eastern Conference finals. And I want you to hear the sincerity in my voice. If I'm wrong, I'm happy to be wrong later in the year. I'm on a crazy hot streak right now. Mm-hmm. And everything I saw in the Suns last year, I see on the Timberwolves, except they're a little better. Mm-hmm. I think Kat is a lot better than Ayton. I think Ant Edwards can be a lot better than Booker because of his frame. Because of his frame. Yeah.
His frame and his athleticism.
Exactly.
And being able to just get 4 easy points a game off just sheer just jumping is important.
I think D'Lo's a better defensive point guard than Chris Paul right now. I think the Timberwolves bench is nasty. They got that boy from the Nuggets.
Beasley.
They got him. They got Pat Bev coming on the bench. That team is deep. Everybody on that starting lineup is 6'6 up, and they play real defense. Josh Okogie is crazy. Shout out to him. I don't think there's a team in the West that they don't match up with. That's why I think they're going to go to the Western Conference Finals. Because I think they can play against any team in the West.
All right, so I want you to know, bro, I don't think you're crazy. I laugh because it's hilarious, but I don't think you're crazy. All right. Quick basketball talk, then we got to get to the Roosters, of course, I'm thinking. Think of whatever you want to talk about for the last 20 minutes. So, I do like the Timberwolves a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't like the West a lot. Which is why I'm with you And yeah. I don't think it's a stretch.
Exactly.
I think anybody that gets in the eight and gets in them eight playoff spots can make it to the finals. I think it's that crazy. I think which is why I'm so high on the Warriors is because of Steph.
Yeah.
And if Klay comes back 100%, I just don't think anybody will be able to score with them at the clip they will be able to score when they're you have back playoff games. When they have a good playoff game, which is going to be in the moments that matter, I just don't think anybody will be able to score with them. And them being able to go, they seriously can go this year about 12 deep.
Yeah.
They last year their rotation was 8 players. They had 9 players on the roster last year at the end of the season. So they go from that to being able to go 12 deep. Wiseman still hasn't played. Klay still hasn't played. People forget, Wiseman is a real 7-1. Man. He's a real 7-1. So he's tall, athletic. He can bring the ball up the court. He's learning. This time off for him is good because he's really learning the offense, learning where to be in certain positions. He partially tore his meniscus last year at the end of the end of the year. But he'll be out probably for another 3 or 4 months. Klay will be back. Klay should be back within the next about 5-6 weeks. Klay should be back. So which is crazy as fuck. But the Warriors are 5-1, and I've watched every game so far. Shout out to never mind, I'll say that there.
Please don't say that there.
Abort. But yeah, the Warriors look really good. They're moving the ball well. Steph, they won by 30 last night. Steph scored 20 points. So it's like they're a totally different team. But the Timberwolves, I like a lot. The Suns, I told you, I'm still high on the Suns.
Right.
The Lakers, if they can get it together, they got AD and LeBron. So, always throw them
they're
in.
They're always going to be good.
A team I am kind of down on this year are the Nuggets and the Mavericks.
Oh, the Mavericks are making playoffs.
I don't think the Mavericks are making the playoffs. I think Portland gets bounced the first round again.
I don't think Portland makes it either.
I think Portland might squeeze in just off the sheer ability that they play so hard every night.
That's true.
And Dame have the 12-game span where they'll start asking if he's better than Steph. They do it every regular season.
That's true.
Yeah, so I think that'll squeak him in the playoffs. But I do think, bruh, this West playoffs will be very interesting. And another team I want to talk to you about is Miami. Because I don't think the Bucks in our Brooklyn walks through the Eastern Conference.
I watched the Heat versus. I was watching the Heat versus the Hornets. That was very interesting. There's teams that I'll watch, and sometimes don't even mean like I'm watching the players. I'm watching to see what is that coach doing. I was like, what's your exposure going to do with LaMelo? Like, I'm just interested to watch like younger players going up against coaches like when they're first like becoming. Listen, Miami plays really real good defense.
No. Forget real good defense. Yeah. Miami plays 1980s defense.
Yes, they play real that, dribbling. Hey, listen, that's not happening in Miami.
Nope.
They have Jimmy Butler. They have Bam. Kyle Lowry do play a little defense. Stout guy.
And he plays annoying defense. It's not like Kyle Lowry's not about to sit in that chair.
Yeah.
But Kyle Lowry gonna annoy you for 40 minutes.
Exactly. I think the Heat are a tough matchup for a lot of people in the East because like the Timberwolves, they match up with a lot of people really well. And especially with Kyle Lowry there being able to run the offense, Jimmy Butler doesn't need to dribble 40 times a game. So
saves a lot of energy. Yeah. And at the beginning of the season, Tyler Hero said he is in that conversation with Luka, Ja, and Trey, which I do not think he is.
I don't think so either.
But he don't look as crazy now.
That felt racist.
He don't look as crazy with Luka being in the conversation. Yeah. Still for races. But Tyler has looked great this year. Forget good. He has looked great this year. Shot is quick. He's been consistent. He's been playing defense. They have a good bench. PJ Tucker was an incredible pickup. Yeah, PJ Tucker is having the best NBA career in the world.
PJ Tucker is a champion. PJ Tucker has been a champion his whole career. He just wasn't on the right teams, bro. Like, PJ Tucker been trying so hard, bro. Like, PJ Tucker went from taking Steph 40 minutes a night to taking KD 40 minutes a night.
PJ went from playing center, bro. PJ was 6'6 playing center. They had him doing whatever in Houston.
Bro, he was playing center in the West against Jokic, bro.
Like, what are you got me doing, bro? But yeah, so shout out PJ Tucker, perfect guy. If you guys are up and coming NBA players, you want to follow a career path, look at PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker for sure.
PJ Tucker after Phoenix, before all that. He went through a lot.
Luka's on your path right now because I was like, damn. I was really thinking, I was like, man, why did you sign with a roster this bad? And then it hit me. He already got the Supermax.
He don't need
that. Yo, I'll ask you, how long is Luka?
I think he plays through his contract.
Really?
This is why, bro. Luka's 22. Yeah. Luka's contract is 4 years. Because that fifth year, I don't count that fifth year. He can leave after that. So that's only 3 more years.
Yeah.
You got, I mean, he looking at the West like, I could give Bron 2 more years. I could give Steph 2 more years. And then it's me. And then it's me and it's Devin Booker and it's Ant Edwards for the next 10 years. So I'm thinking he's looking at that and it's like, what's the point of rushing? Like, where am I even going to go to really, to that's going to build around me and make me a contender right now? Yeah. So, like, let's just hold it here. That's a, what, he's going to get 220, 220, 250? It's going to be somewhere between there. And then his next contract, like, by the time he gets the next contract, it's probably going to be more money in the NBA to be able to give him. So he might get another 200, and but he might get three $200 million contracts. He might have, he might end up making $600-700 million just on NBA contracts.
Yeah.
And he's looking at that and it's like, if I stay in Dallas here, then I can run my contract out, get another max, and then that team, I'll be able to get a super max at the end of my career. Yeah. So, like, if he's just playing his cards right, like, if he's thinking like that, it makes sense that he stays in Dallas.
I think he should force his way to Denver.
The Denver is the perfect fit for him. Him and Jokic together would be disgusting.
I want all the good white basketball.
They would have to. They would.
I want all the Europeans on one roster. Figure it out. Figure it out.
That's funny as hell, bro. But Jokic and Luka ever did team up, they would have to surround themselves with three incredible
wing defenders.
Incredible 3-and-D players.
They will not be European.
No. It will be black, guys. All right, quick NBA talk. NFL score. Anything in the NFL we really need to hit on before we get to the Rufus report?
Jamar Chase, the top 5 receiver in the league.
All right, I'm cool with that. Anything else? Oh, Patrick Mahomes, okay. How do you feel about him?
Yeah, he's going to be fine. It's just regression to the mean. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes spent a lot of time doing whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs spent a lot of time doing whatever they want, too. And that's cool. I literally think, like, it's so funny how, like, different sports coincide. They're literally just the Warriors from last year. You're not good enough to make the mistake that you used to do, so you're going to lose a lot of these games now. Like, Patrick Mahomes, you used to be able to down 24 points. But yeah, don't worry. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Now your running backs are fumbling. Now your defense is the worst in the league. Like, you can't make these mistakes. You can't have these problems because your margin for error is a lot smaller than it used to be.
And you can't go. That's not a switch you can flip. It's a lot of work that goes into that. And it's a lot of work that goes into, like, making those check down passes. Like, you think as a quarterback, like why aren't you just throwing it? He's wide open. Like, but that's in your head. Like, you're thinking about making that play, especially when you had a defense like that on the other side. So it makes sense why this is coming. You're not going to be bigger than the NFL, Patrick. I love you. Yeah. But they was going to catch up to you, bro. It's the NFL. They
was going to catch up to you. And listen, the NFL season is 18 weeks. This is a team that went AFC Championship, Super Bowl, right? Mm. Like, there's a lot of miles in the team. Like, it's Super Bowl hangover is a real thing. I think they'll be fine.
That's a lot of football.
I think they still may win the division, funny enough. Like, I mean, none of us are going to be surprised if they can rattle off 7-8 straight wins. Like, they're still Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. Yeah. And they really just need Tyrann Mathieu needs to get healthy. And Chris Jones, I don't know who in Kansas City thought you were a defensive end. You are not. In the NFL, if you cannot set the edge, you cannot stop the run. And I'm sorry to say this, at your age and your size, you are not a defensive end. You are not setting any edge.
Great defensive tackle.
Great DT, bro.
Great DT.
But, like,
I think they'll be fine, even if they miss a playoff. They'll be fine. He's been to AFC Championship in 2 Super Bowls in 4 years, bro. Like,
3 of his seasons, 2 of his seasons ended with loss to Tom Brady in a championship game.
Woo.
And the other one he won a Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
But I do want to get into Jordan for the Ruthless Report. It was something battle rap yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Whatever you want to talk about, let's get into Ruthless Report live 15.
40 seconds.
I had nothing on my mind, actually, at all. But okay. It was a Drake car yesterday. It was actually a Drake car. So
was it good?
It was actually pretty good.
I thought so. Tay Rock
and Surf was amazing.
It was amazing.
Amazing.
I can't wait to watch that.
Surf and Calico was good.
I heard Surf 3-0 him.
Jazz and Rapper are really good.
I have never heard of him in my life.
He's a girl.
Oh, I knew someone.
Yeah, she's a really good night. Mm-hmm. Rum Nitty and T-Rex, I heard, was a good battle. Rum Nitty won, obviously. And Geechee Gotti and Loaded Lux, good battle as well. That's what I'm sure. I don't know how Drake. I think Drake is doing more battle rap stuff now, mm-hmm. which is weird.
He said he's studying battle rap.
Oh, Baker, bro, stop. Listen, stop. Bro, go home, bro. I know you're in a tough position. You don't got that contract. You are hurt, Baker. And you're not that. You're physically not big. You're not a big guy.
You're not Josh Allen.
Bro, like, I saw that hit. He didn't even really hit you hard. Like, you hit the ground hard. And you broke your shoulder. Like, you don't play in a division where people, like, you know, tackle lightly. Like, you play TJ Watt. You play the Ravens. Like, you need to, you know, you need to seriously think, like, all right, I'm playing for this contract. Somebody hit you the wrong way, there won't be a contract.
I was about to say, yeah. 20 guaranteed a year, yeah. A lot better than nothing.
I'm telling you.
You might jump from 30 guaranteed to 20 guaranteed, but that 20 guaranteed, way better than nothing guaranteed.
Absolutely. And listen, Dak got hurt in the same situation, but luckily Dak plays for the Cowboys, mm-hmm. where Jerry Jones makes decisions. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Jones makes emotional decisions. And Dak is his guy, so he's not going to let Dak walk out that door.
No.
I don't know if Cleveland going to do that for you.
No.
I don't know if Cleveland going to sacrifice that roster to bring you back.
OBJ already don't like you. OBJ go for, oh, I mean, you get hurt today, yeah. And Case Keenum played for 3 weeks, and OBJ go for 125, and it's like, oh, he might still have a couple years left, and Jarvis Landry come back, and it's like, oh, okay, they look great together, and Case Keenum dialing up, even if they lose and the offense look good, it's like, all right, bro, we may not even need you.
I'm telling you.
So, bro, you might just want to sit down.
Yeah, take it. It's a sticky situation.
It's not Oklahoma, bro. It's not the Big 12. You're going to get hit.
Yeah,
you,
but it's not the Big 12. Either way, Case Keenum may play. But the difference is, if Case Keenum play now and you sit out, at least teams will think you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Watt turned that corner, grab you the wrong way.
And throw you down.
And now you
got to go through what Andrew Luck and Cam went through.
Andrew Luck really retired, bro.
Andrew Luck was like, all right, I'm done with this.
people hit Andrew Luck to the point he didn't want to play no more. And he got paid a lot of money to play football.
And he was good, too. Andrew Luck was really good. Like, so.
Andrew Luck was a big guy. Andrew Luck wasn't your size, bro.
Andrew Luck was 6'4", 240, like, big guy. So, just choose your battles wisely. Like,
hold on, let me look at
your schedule. Playing an NFL game with a torn shoulder is not a good idea.
You think Cam play again this season?
No, hell no. I said that the moment he got released. You can't sign Cam. Cam is not just a guy. Cam was the biggest guy in the NFL for like 2 years. You can't go from that to a backup quarterback because it's too much media in your locker room. That's unnecessary.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I never thought Cam. Do I think he can play again? Yeah, I think somebody.
Yo, I just looked at your schedule, Baker. You shouldn't play another down football this year. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. He got Pittsburgh, New England, Baltimore twice, Green Bay, Baltimore again. I'm sorry. He has Pittsburgh, New England, Baltimore back to back weeks. Then you got Las Vegas. Then you got Green Bay. Then you got Pittsburgh again.
Man, don't even think about it.
I wouldn't pick up another ball if I was you.
You already rich, bro. And you got them Hulu deals, bro. You good, bro. Just
bro, yeah. You know what I be thinking? I be thinking like all the super trash quarterbacks that got one contract and played football for 2 years and never have to work again.
Never have to work.
Like none of them.
No.
Cause you were good at football for 6 months.
We talked about that last week, but them setting up right quarterbacks like that. Man, that's crazy. That is nuts.
Did we miss anything? Saints Bucks today. Saints are 4-2. Do you think they're a playoff team?
Yeah, I think they can make
it. Oh, Cardinals, Packers. That's what happened.
Yes. AJ Green, first off, what the hell are you doing, bro?
So they said he couldn't hear him.
But see, this is the thing. This is why it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because it's the last play. Why would you run the ball?
That's a fact.
So it's like you should have turned around just off of being a veteran. If he was a rookie, I would have understood. You might not even be thinking that much. But you're a veteran. You've been in this league. And not only are you a veteran, for 2-3 years, you were a top five receiver. Like, really good.
That's what made me so mad, bro. Because, like, I was watching the game. And so people think I hate Aaron Rodgers. And people think I also hate Kyler somehow. Like, that was a thing.
That was because you told him to go play baseball, which had nothing to do with him not being good at football.
Literally. I just don't think – I still don't think he should have played football. He might win MVP, but still. So I guess I was in a no-win situation watching the game. I thought Aaron Rodgers played terrible in the fourth quarter. I thought Kyler Murray played amazing that last drive, but bad in the fourth quarter too. But, like, you're A.J. Green. Like, turn around. You're not a regular – like, you're not even – like, even if you were a 15th-year wide receiver, like, you were just a regular guy who just hung around 15. A.J. Green, you're 6'3", bro.
Why didn't you turn around,
bro? Bro, like, you don't even got to catch it, bro. If you turn around, you at least will get a hand on it.
That's what I'm – if you turn around, it was enough for him to not pick it. Like, that's all that happened.
Worst part was, it was a great throw. It was a great throw.
It was such a good throw, bro. He put that – I was about to say that was real hard, too. But he put the ball right where it needed to be. Right. And all he had to do was turn around, put his hands up, even if it came too fast because you didn't know it was coming and you just batted it down. All right, you kicked the field goal in the overtime. Right. But yeah, that is just confusing to me because it's like it was second or third and goal, but it was only 14 seconds left in the game, no timeout. So you're going to throw an incompletion and kick the field goal, or you're going to get a touchdown. Why would you even think they are running the ball?
And to close the show out, bro, it's just the level of composure some of these athletes have, bro, is amazing to me. Like, I would, yo, if I was Kyler Murray and I got hit doing that and I got hurt, bro, I'd have said some things to AJ Green. I'd have had to apologize for the press conference. The athletes be doing stuff that'll change the rest of their lives, change their pockets, and they just walk off the field. Like, that could not be me. Like Russ threw that pick in the Super Bowl and he was like, just walked over. He's like, what happened? Oh, yeah, they picked it. What? Nah. He didn't block, bro. Like, what y'all doing, bro? Like, dog, I would have
sprinted to the other side of the field. Like, out of anger, if I would have thrown that pick in the football.
Dog, I would have been so mad, bro. Pete Carroll's like, what happened? Oh, he undercut it. I would have been like, nah, he didn't get off the ball. He didn't block.
He didn't do the pick like he was supposed to. But Malcolm Butler did make a great play. Because he said he watched that in film.
Oh, no. Have you seen the movie for... Well, I've seen the 2014, like, the, you know, they make a championship movie. Year. I've seen it like 8 times. So,
He went in the morning like, yeah, if I'm gonna watch a film, y'all let me know. Every morning.
No, I'm serious, bro. Like, I be dead ass.
I don't think that's weird. I watch basketball film all the time.
It's he come in the group chat every morning.
No, it's funny as hell he be in group chat. Like, all right, let's get into this Lakers film.
No, I was watching, and there's legit clips of in Patriots practice them running that exact same play. There's clips of him literally doing it wrong, and Bill walk over to him like, no, this guy has to jam, and you have to shoot. You can't go over. They're like explaining to him, like, this is what's going to happen. And they ran it for every single DB on the Patriots.
That is...
Dog, that is crazy, bro.
That's attention to detail. You just don't even, like, think those.
Exactly.
That's what I'd be telling y'all, bro. Football's so much more complicated than y'all like it is. But it makes sense on why people like that don't really know what football is can watch it, because it's super, like, just on the basis of it, super simple. But
it's the ultimate team sport, because 11 people have to be doing the exact same thing at once.
Yes.
Like, if one person do something wrong, you see.
It's so funny because like perfect example, the Chiefs 3 years ago with the Patriots, D4 jumped outside and they lost the game because.
They win
the game was completely
over. They win the Super Bowl that year.
They literally would have won the Super Bowl. And they lost the game because he jumped off sides by this much. Yeah. It's a crazy sport.
Bro, it's amazing, man. Sports is just so gas.
Shout out to sports. Shout out to the Braves.
Yeah.
Basketball season is going to heat
What's
up.
Our hashtag?
Is it Chop On? I think it's Chop On.
I don't think we Chop On no more because, like, you know.
Yeah, it's racist. So if you a white Braves fan, you think the Chop is a racist? It is. It's y'all not, got it. This,
racist.
Y'all got it. This.
Y'all doing that little axe thing, like, yeah. Like,
that's super racist. I want y'all to know that. I've known those racists.
Hey, Chris, that was a pretty funny joke. Chris said in the chat. It might have been Chris Roby. I can't remember. How long are we till the Atlanta baseball team? They gonna take our mascot away.
Atlanta baseball. But great show. I don't think the Braves is the problem. I just think
I'm talking like the Washington football team.
They're supposed to get one this upcoming year.
Yeah, I hope they leave it. I really like the Washington football team.
I like it, but
like, what are y'all gonna be?
Like, what else? Like, it's so many things you could be. They could be the Nuggets.
Oh,
Washington football Nuggets.
So about nothing. Who do you think should be the one seed in the NFC?
Because
everybody's tied right now. Everybody has one loss.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm thinking. And I'm going to go with the Packers.
Okay.
And the reason why... So I'm going to go with two teams. I'm going to say the Bucks or the Packers. The reason I might go the Bucks, I have the same reason for both as well.
Yeah.
Both of their divisions are really easy, so they get a lot of easy wins.
Exactly.
Like, the Bucks, I think, are really... The Saints are the second best team in that division. I think they might kill the Saints today. And
I think they beat the Saints by 35.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they could beat the Saints 42-7. I win that
match. Yeah, I think they feel violated.
I say it'll be one of those two teams, but honestly, I'll change my answer already. I'll go to Bucks just because I think the Bucks are better.
And I think quality is kept. I think the Vikings will beat the Packers at least once this year.
Always happens.
Yeah, it always happens. Like, it's division. Certain division games are harder than others. Like, especially the Vikings are like. Vikings got some talent.
They got talent, and especially when you got two coaches that have been going at it for a while, are like, they haven't, like, Matt LaFleur ain't been there for a long time, but Zimmerman has, so you've seen a lot of them in the back of the movie, so
Yeah, and the Packers aren't healthy. Missing Devontae, missing Jair.
They're missing three receivers, yeah. Jair's on injury reserve. Oh, my God. Before we get out of here, that move DeAndre Hopkins put on Stokes, fake back shoulder in the middle of a route.
Bro, listen. I was watching, and I don't know what they told Eric. Shout out to Eric, friend of the show, great guy. That's not your fault, bro.
Not even a little bit.
Listen, you went on with DeAndre Hopkins your rookie year, bro. I don't know why that's the case.
Bro, you was in college 7 months ago, bro.
I don't know why you're guarding DeAndre Hopkins one-on-one in any scenario.
He's their number one quarterback. He's their number one quarterback.
Help, bro.
Just help him, please.
He don't got no other receivers, bro. Like, just help him, bro. Like everybody else running. Bro, y'all got a bracket. I don't care what it is. There's wide receivers you not letting play one-on-one. It's no point to.
Like, I don't care who... I would have thrown that ball to him.
Dog,
like,
I could.
I'd have looked over and said, "Oh, bet."
Bro, there's dog, that video of Kyler like looking over and like smiling when he saw that 1-on-1. Like, that's real.
Yeah,
like,
they really don't be thinking nobody. Like, DeAndre Hopkins, one of the receivers, he really can't guard. Jalen Ramsey got the best shot. Yeah. And Jalen Ramsey in his $1 million worth of game interview said, "That's the one. He give me problems every year."
Yeah.
Like, every year, DeHop won. And DeHop is one because his hands are strong. He's tall. Like,
yeah. MVP predictions before we go for football.
I'm going to stay with Lamar.
Okay.
I'm going to stay with him. I still think Lamar gets another one because I think he just goes on another. I think he goes on another like 3 or 4 weeks like he did.
Oh, that's
just
fine.
Because I think he has to. Okay. I don't think he has a choice.
Yeah.
But Kyler would be my. Kyler is another close guy, and Derrick Henry is another guy. Of course, Brady.
I'm going to go Brady, bro, because I think they're going to be 15. I think it'll be 15-2.
What's their schedule before we go? I know we keep saying that. But what?
Food. I'll read it to you.
I don't know.
It's awful.
I thought they did have a pretty soft schedule because their schedule last year was pretty tough.
Yeah.
They played a lot of good teams last year.
I think they've already played the best teams from their schedule, low key.
Oh, if they played the best teams from their schedule.
This is the rest of the teams they played. New Orleans, Washington, Giants, Colts, Falcons, Bills, and then Saints, Panthers, Jets, Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
They have one player.
Brady. Like,
yeah,
Brady Pickett does nice. Great show.
Guys. Ruthless Podcast.
Ruthless Podcast coming soon. Again, go Braves. Yeah.
Shout out to T, the gambling supervisor at Nothing ATL. Let us know that our hashtag is Fight Atlanta, I think.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Shout out to the other interns, Alicia, Roby, and Chris.
And Barry.
Anything else? Shout out. Happy birthday, Charlene. It was yesterday.
Chartober.
Happy birthday to her. Happy Halloween. And
we're all Charlene's friends.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
It's funny, I'm playing Lil Wayne's song. That's so funny. Hey, man, y'all have a good one. See y'all next week. No label ain't give me a dime. Came through like if you're grateful, that's how you really should shine. Flooded Jesus in that great coupe at the grittiest times. They know me. Since 9-6, wrist was lit with a rolling. Speak of bricks, been in the mix. Ain't shit you can show me. A king, occasionally seen. Stay in the wings. Success to be when you close and your folks playing them things. In New Celine, the Louis mask over the grill. Through the math, ain't got an axe. Look a hole in for real. A omen is sealed, I'm parting. Back sucker ducking and dodging. Fire spitter, who can fuck with the arson? I'm neutral, never frugal. Salute you if the feeling is mutual. Play cuckoo, niggas coming to roof you. The true school, the vet, and the ghost involved. Out of respect, still connect with the older guards. There's no facade, I rep it. My style is perfected and epic. Not a blemish, let me finish my breakfast. Look what I did with a pot. Look what I did to the block. Bust the Prezi band, fuck it. Look what I did to the watch. Look what I did for the game. Look what I did when I dropped my album. Kicked in the door, niggas thought was forever locked. I woke them niggas up out of their sleep. Bum ass niggas was going broke in the projects, trying to figure out how they gon' eat. See how they gon' speak on me. They know I'm constantly bodying beats. Best to come out of the east is Brown and O3. Machine inspired y'all, I fired off first. The last year numbers alone, I can retire off merch. My jacket is by a Mars, diamond cross. They say I'm a rising star, the PJ to fly across earth. These are the perks, require hard work, but I acquire more worth. My niggas built the empire off perch. That's fish, and my niggas had bricks of it. Fuck this rap shit, we still good for cooking pies like a brick of it. Rick Owens trench on my wrist flooded. Put that drip on and your bitch love it. Go yard prints all on my bitch luggage. My neck looking like I did Will Smith numbers. I'm gonna be running shit the next 6 summers. Machine. All my blunts thin skin. I smell like pussy, money, weed. Where is the incense? I like my drugs intense. Make up pussy lips, give
my dick a hug and kiss. Finger fucked in fist. I make love then sense. I make her friends kiss. Cause she don't let them kiss me. She make her friends sick. I make money, make money. I make ugly taste lovely. I make money in my sleep and deposit what I wake up with. Got the Draco on the gap with the long tail in the back. I might break my own pat and my own self on the back. Break the bank like I break the backboard. They call me Shaq. The feds try to book me. Found out that book was an almanac. Call me back tomorrow, baby. I'm busy. The work continues. I eat rappers alive and ask for the dessert menu. After the church, send you the casket and dirt hit you. The Nina gon' give you head right after she flirt with you. Lame, nigga. Put some straightening on my name, nigga. Gang, nigga. My track record like a train, nigga. Young money, let the moolah burn. Drip like Lubriderm. I was bumping AZ in a firm when you was a worm, nigga.
It's not a performance, it's a ritual.
Love you like a brother. Treat you like a friend. Respect you like a lover. Oh, 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 oh.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
If you be the cash, I'll be the rubber band. You be the match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Tripped off, you are the joke. And I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. And I can be the one, yeah. When the sky comes falling,
gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
You every night. If you happy, I know that I should be alright. Cause this tragic and I can't seem but to decide. And I think should I leave it on? Should I try? Every time I catch my feelings, lock them in a bottle. And you probably find my heart somewhere lost in Nevada. Don't know who I want, you the one I want. Never said I don't, that's that money talk. Drunker than a skunk, it go down in a room. Choppers in a trunk, baby, this the slime tone. But I need your love, like right now, baby, ooh. I'm not on no drugs, not right now, it's the truth. I apologize for you looking like a fool. I can't hold you right now, so I've been holding on my tooth. I don't want my ex, I don't want no head. I just want a chance, hopefully I make you glad. If you turn me down, tell the truth, I just might spaz. If you pull around, laugh, I just probably bust a. And I think I should leave. Should I leave it on? Should I try or just, I can't lie. I be one for the crime. But I'm caught up with these, they gon' follow. Ballin' like a baller blocker. Every time I catch my feelings, lock them in a bottle. And you probably find my heart somewhere lost in Nevada. Time I catch my feelings, lock them in a bottle. And you probably find my heart somewhere lost in Nevada.
Do less for you. So, mama, you know how. So, you gon' need to do more than just. I got dough. Ever since you hopped in, shut my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. So let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shawty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah, that's why I came back top down. You gon' have to do more. Do less for you. So, mommy, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mommy, you know I. So, you gon' need to do more than just. You know.
us day six. Let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shawty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you'll love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah, so I came back top down. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mommy, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mommy, you know I. So, you gon' need to do more than just.
I be showing love, always make me face. But that's what's in my heart, I can never change you. I just wish that things were reciprocated. I told my lawyer to change the situation. Told the judge that I was always faking. But I know it's in my heart and I feel it baking. Tell the Lego all my boys, that would be amazing. Tryna blink out every time I'm in the different spaces. Bought that same little Ferrari and told him keep it basic. Put up on them same little boys, told them to get it racing. She don't need no what it is, and I bought my mom the wagon. Yeah, keep on dodging years, my young wagon. I done gave away my Porsche, I throw up. I don't pass the torch, I pour up. Serve when I'm forced, I out and then I wreck a core. I took my finger and I remade the sword. I wish that keeping it real really was contagious. Cause I be showing love, always met with fate. But that's what's in my heart, I can never change you. I just wish that things were reciprocated. They always told me I'd be going places. Now I'm just surrounded by these different faces. But all of this applause, yeah, it come with hatred. I wish they keep it in real.